A word for you from Luke 6 verse 46. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? We are faced with a clear choice between the broad way that leads to destruction and the narrow way that leads to life. Between the popular way that's smooth and downhill, or the narrow, steep, uphill road that's often lonely. We're either building on the sand of humanism or we're building on the rock of God's word. We're either wise or we are foolish. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What are you building your life on? Would you rather have your ears tickled with what you're itching to hear? Or will you hear the hard and sharp words of our Lord Jesus Christ? People pleasers can make traitors. The just believe, just raise your hand, just pray this prayer, it's easy to be a Christian, cheap grace and easy believism, can produce shallow, superficial, self-centered, weak, wet, wimps and weeds, false converts, who are easily offended at the hard words of Jesus. But I say to you, Jesus said, for every idle word men speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what is done, whether good or bad. The world is constantly seeking to bully us to conform. Everybody's doing it, they say. But God's word commands us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The world tells us to be greedy, but God commands us to be grateful. The world wants us to be selfish, but we are commanded to be generous. The world tells us to take and hoard. God tells us to give and share. The world encourages self-indulgence. If it feels good, do it. But God commands us to sacrifice. The world tells us to be self-centered. Me, myself, and I. But we are to be Christ-centered. The spirit of this age is materialism. Give me, give me. Give, give, give. But we are to be spiritually minded, living in the light of eternity. The world tells us to love things and use people. But God commands us to love his creatures and to use things. We can bow before the idols of fame and fortune, or we can refuse to bow to any idols. We can revere political and sports idols and Hollywood idols, or we can fear God alone. We can choose to justify ourselves, saying, I'm a good person, it's not my fault. Or we can confess our sins to God and forsake our sins. The world tells us to take revenge, but God tells us to do restitution. The world encourages boasting, but God tells us to humble ourselves. God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud.